An open house for a large-scale development proposal in Diamond Valley was busy on Tuesday night. The event at the Flair and Derrick Community Center drew a crowd on November 28, with residents gathering to learn more about Colts Crossing, a community proposed for the east side of Black Diamond. Quantum Place Consulting, on behalf of the landowner, hosted the open house and has plans to resubmit a conceptual plan to the town as early as December, after a previous plan was modified based on feedback from administration and the public. One change is an increase in land designated for commercial or industrial use, said Jessica Carpat, principal, planning with Quantum Place Consulting. The town wanted to see a larger component of commercial tax base within the plan area, Carpat said. Build out of the entire community could take 15 to 20 years, and will be done in approximately 5 stages, with stage 1 taking 3 to 5 years to complete, she said. Work is being done on a conceptual scheme for the entire area along with more detailed work on the first stage, she said. The entire plan area is 122 hectares, 300 acres, and it is anticipated to have more than 1,500 housing units. Stage 1 consists of 30 hectares, 75 acres, with about 365 housing units. Housing types include townhomes, row homes and apartments, along with single-family and semi-detached. Through the engagement process, Carpat said that a lot of people are wary of change. They're also concerned about retaining the small-town character feel of Diamond Valley, she said. We're trying to address that through the look and feel of the community. Kata Miles lives near the proposed development and said she is 100% concerned about Colts Crossing changing the feel of Diamond Valley. I do have a lot of interest and concern with what will be going directly next to me, Miles said. While understanding the need for residential growth, she's concerned if large retail stores move in, what that would mean for existing businesses in Diamond Valley. It would be nice to have some smaller businesses, with the focus being supporting the current small businesses here, because those are the backbone of our community. People choose to live in Diamond Valley because it isn't like Calgary or Okotoks, she said. We have such a special and beautiful community here, she said. I'd love to see it kind of stay this small town. Another resident, who's lived in Diamond Valley for 13 years, said although there aren't a lot of details yet, he's not too concerned about the character of the town changing. It's a little different here than it was 13 years ago, it's going to be different in the next 13 years. Diamond Valley Town. Jonathan Gordon said there's a long way to go before the project is shovel-ready. The proposal could bring in more than 3,000 residents, and it would change the town's culture, Gordon said, adding that housing inventory in Diamond Valley is nearly zero. Attainable housing, even providing housing for families, it's very challenging right now, he said. The newly amalgamated town is updating policies for development and land use bylaws, he said. With that, we'll definitely have a housing strategy so that we have planned growth that doesn't lose the nature of our town. Steven Rivera came from Calgary to visit the open house because he's considering moving his family to Diamond Valley. I like the idea of going to a new community, Rivera said. As a parent, he said he's growing concerned about crime in the city and said the concept looks like a good idea. Mayor Barry Crane said nothing's written in stone as far as planning goes. What Quantum wants right now is public feedback on what they want the new community to look like, Crane said. He estimated that more than 200 people attended the event.